yells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Chapter 1. The Music Teacher's Tale. Only the most jaded of critics would deny that the winter holiday concert had been an artistic triumph, and as far as Sophia could tell, as the audience filed from the auditorium to meet the young performers in the cafeteria for juice and cookies, no one fitting that description had attended. Granted, the fourth-grade recorders might have been a little shrill on Frosty the Snowman, and perhaps half of the second grade had mumbled all but the chorus of I Have a Little Dreidel, and Sophia should have known better than to assign a treble solo to a boy who had started the semester as a sweet-voiced cherub, but now looked as if Santa might need to bring him a shaving kit for Christmas. But despite those few glitches, the children had performed beautifully. Certainly the rapturous smiles and the crash of applause that met their curtain calls proved that the audience had been well pleased. With the assistance of the school custodian and a few helpful fifth-grade girls, Sophia soon had the costumes packed away, the cardboard sets dismantled, and the stage put in order, or at least as orderly as it could be, given the loose floorboards, the threadbare curtain, and the empty sockets they had insufficient light bulbs to fill. Sophia knew they were lucky to have a theater at all, considering that decades of overcrowding had forced other local schools to convert performance spaces into classrooms. Sophia shared her music room with the art teacher, Yolanda, who served three different schools in the district and came to Peleg Wadsworth Elementary only twice a week. Yolanda had to haul most of her supplies from school to school, packing them into her 14-year-old compact car like pieces of a puzzle designed by Escher. Although she was by nature cheerfully optimistic, Yolanda looked perpetually harried and distracted as she pushed her overloaded plastic cart from parking lot to classroom and back, and she had developed a habit of constantly checking her watch and glancing at calendars to make sure she was at the right school on the right day. Artists must suffer, she joked whenever Sophia asked how she was doing. I've never felt more artistic. Sophia and her stage crew finished tidying up in time to join the reception in its final minutes. Empty bottles of apple juice filled the cafeteria's recycling bin, and only a few broken cookies remained of the plates of treats donated by the performers' families. Sophia savored each delicious bite of the last gingerbread reindeer, modestly accepting praise and congratulations from parents, grandparents, and staff. As the crowd dwindled, Sophia returned to her classroom to pack up her things, gifts from her students, and projects to grade over the winter break. Her stomach growled. She could have used a second cookie and a strong cup of coffee. If she hurried, she might have time to grab something on the way from school to choir practice at St. Margaret's Catholic Church, where she volunteered as the children's music director. She had just wrapped herself in a scarf and was slipping into her black wool coat when Linda, the principal's thin, gray-haired secretary, appeared in the classroom doorway. Oh, good, Sophia, I caught you. She peered over the rim of her bifocals at the overstuffed satchel on Sophia's desk, so full of little handmade gifts, cards, and carefully wrapped sweets that it couldn't close. Impressive. You brought in quite a haul this year. Sophia smiled as she buttoned her coat. Yes, I should be fully stocked with fudge and peppermint through Epiphany. Linda laughed, but her amusement swiftly faded. Janine would like to see you in her office before you leave. Sophia felt a flutter of nerves. Did she say why? You should talk to her. Linda edged out of the doorway, looking pained. Have a nice winter break. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Sophia replied as Linda hurried away. Sophia's certainty that something was amiss rose as she entered the administration offices, and the dean of students wished her happy holidays in a voice usually reserved for offering condolences. She found Janine standing behind her desk in her private office, frowning thoughtfully as she examined papers in a file. Sophia, she said, glancing up, warmly professional as she gestured to a chair.